First 45 minutes was, we have to defend better. We, you know, you change things round, but we're, you know, the ball comes into the box, you've got to have people picking up. You can't let runners go. And then we get an advantage where they have a man sent off, and then we're suicidal. We, you know, we're, you know, passing wasn't crisp enough, or it's as if, I said to the boys, and I said, well, last day, yesterday's training was probably the best training session I've seen us have. We look sharp, we look bright going forward, and then we come to that and we're the complete opposite. And we've got to get ourselves out of this rut, and we can't, we're not defending at the moment, we're not doing the right things, and they're basic errors. You can't let people just get across you in the box. It's a, you know, the penalty, listen, is it a penalty, not a penalty, doesn't matter. We shouldn't get caught in that position in the first place. But defensively, you know, we can blame forwards for not scoring goals. We can blame forwards for not being, letting people pass the ball forward. But eventually, listen, the defence has to come in for some criticism. They have to stand up and be countered. And we are making too many basic errors defensively. And we work at it, and we work at it. And they've got to continue to do that. Otherwise, we will be get beaten beat, or we will keep conceding goals because people aren't listening or doing it. And you've got two remedies, which I told the players. You change it, or they work at it. And they've got to work at it.
There was another change in the back four again tonight with Reader coming back. What do you do in this situation? Do you keep making changes till you find the right combination, or does it have to come a point where you settle on a four and say, right, sort it out?
At the moment, it doesn't matter who we play at the back. It doesn't matter, but you know, we're making so many stupid errors. You know, you look at the goals we conceded the other night, you look at the goals tonight, they're goals that can be stopped. And they get paid for defending, and it frustrates me because I was a defender. But some of the decision-making, everything's about going forward, everything's about attack, and you've got to defend, and they're not defending. And, you know, you look at it and you think, right, do we play three in midfield? Do we shore up? Do we play five at the back? And we shouldn't have to do that. If people do their jobs properly, then, you know, you get the results that you want. But somewhere along the line, they've lost that belief about defending. And it's hard. It is hard because, as I said yesterday, it was probably the best training session I've seen at this football club. But it's no good doing the training and being good if you don't go onto the pitch and do it. And as I said, we got the advantage. They had a man sent off. And then we just commit absolutely cardinal sin of having a man sent off. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Listen, Joe's a bit unlucky because he got booked in the first instance because the referee had lost it a little bit. You know, he'd lost his head. You look at Joe's tackle, he's actually knocked the ball against the lad and the lad's tripped over and gone out. So that. But then you don't go and make the tackle. You don't. It's an awful ball off JJ across the park. It's an absolute killer ball. And we're screaming from the touchline. It's 20 seconds to go. Put the ball in the box. Why are we going back across the pitch? We've just come from there. Why are we going? That's decision making. And it's so frustrating at the moment because, you know, most of them haven't been in this situation for a long, long time. And there's only one way out, and that's to dig themselves out of it.